Brad, joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning is Bridget Quinn Carey, Chief Executive Officer of the Hartford Public Library. Bridget, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, thank you for having me.
A lot of things going on with the Hartford Public Library. A lot of good things going on with the Hartford Public Library, but no, I know, Brad, you have some concerns, so let's start there.
I do have some concerns, and I've talked to many folks in the African-American community, and why is it, it seems to me, and I am in that community a great deal, that every time there is a cut or something, it's right there. And it happened recently. Why is that?
You're talking about the proposal to close the branches, including the Blue Hills branch.
Yeah. Well, why is it? It always seems to be the black community.
Well, unfortunately, in this situation where we have reduced hours and are in the process of closing a number of our libraries, that the committee and the board made a huge effort to make sure that no one area of the city was disproportionately impacted. So the closings that you see, yes, Blue Hills is impacted, but so is Goodwin, which is in the south end of the community. And there are reductions also in other, at the Mark Twain, which is Asylum Hill, as well as some, in Ropkins. So it was not an easy decision to come to what that plan would look like, but there was certainly considerable discussion, leading up to that to think about if we do have to consolidate, how are we going to do it? So there was a number of criteria. And really where the libraries are focused are those areas where there's the greatest community need, and that's measured across a lot of different factors, as well as thinking about where, people can travel to, where, we can consolidate, where they may have a meeting room and all of the kinds of things that people need when they're in the library. So there certainly was an effort to make sure that, again, it was a balanced approach. But, of course, in any kind of situation like this, there's going to be communities that feel, that they were targeted when, in fact, they weren't. It was, it was a tough decision in any one of the libraries that was impacted. If it was a different one, that community would be upset, too. So we understand that this has been a difficult transition for everybody.
Will this make the Hartford Public Library stronger?
Yes, long term.
How?
Long term, what this enables us to do is be a much more sustainable system. So what has happened over the last 10, 12 years has been that with the same or shrinking amount of support, our resources have been stretched more thinly over the same number of locations. So there's been less staff, less hours. Even in this current, or the most current fiscal year just behind us, we reduced hours at every location. We cut out evenings. We cut out weekends. So those branch locations had seen, a disintegration of service over the years. What this new plan lets us do is consolidate all those resources in the branches so that they can be open more hours. So now we've got evening hours. We've got at least three locations open at night across the city and three locations open on Saturdays. And we haven't had that in quite a long time. So beyond just those service enhancements in those locations, this is a model that we can sustain. The other concern from the committee and the board was, given at the best case scenario, level funding or level service, with our costs continuing to go up for pensions and other, fixed costs, everybody knows that goes up, we were looking at having to continue to cut back and cut back and cut back. This model gives us, as I said, a sustainable model for the foreseeable future, even with level funding.
So this will be a better model for everybody.
For everybody. And what we're hoping is that, we understand that those communities that are impacted are feeling this. And honestly, you never want to take a service away that you've been providing. And we know the communities rely on the libraries. And that's part of what, we're happy to see that people are upset because we know we're valuable in their lives. But what we're looking to do is make sure we can get them to the place now. So conversations continue about how do we help with transportation? Do we have a role perhaps talking with the Department of Transportation or other transportation providers to help get people to the libraries where they're open. We're also going to be enhancing our outreach services through our Library on Wheels, as well as through our outreach visits to schools. Those will continue. We have a great relationship with Hartford Public Schools, so we'll still do visits to the schools and with our other academic institutions through partnerships with Trinity and with University of Hartford and with UConn, of course, to make sure that we're out in the community where people need us.
Bridget, you've got a big event coming up, an open house, right?
We do on September 15th. It is the celebration for Library Card Sign-Up Month. We want to make sure everybody has their library card because that is the passport to so many things, digital resources, e-books, of course, just being able to check out a regular print book because I don't know about you guys, but I'm still like, I still like my print book.
Me too.
And it's just a wonderful passport to learning. So we're encouraging everybody to come in and get their library card. And it's also the kickoff to Hispanic Heritage Month. So we've got a huge month worth of programs and events at all of our locations for Hispanic Heritage Month. But on September 15th, it is our big open house. Every location is going to have food. If you like empanadas, make sure you stop in and see us. Programs for kids, programs for adults, crafts, giveaways. It's going to be a big
day. That's this Friday,
this
right?
Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To give us a little idea, how many areas are there when we talk about locations?
So we still are maintaining regular hours in 7 locations. And then the other 3 locations, which is Goodwin, Blue Hills, and Mark Twain, do still have hours during the week, but it's more limited. So all 10 locations continue to operate, but there's different hours, and those hours are all up on our website.
And will they all be involved in the open house on Friday?
All the 7 will be involved.
All 7.
The
okay.
other 3 are not open on Friday.
Okay. But this is going to be free to the public?
Of course. Everything we do is free. So, yes, free and open to the public. And we are really looking forward to seeing everybody because we can tell them about all the wonderful programs and services that we offer.
What are the times of this?
So our locations are open from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Friday. And I would suggest that if you want one of those delicious empanadas, you get there around midday, especially at the downtown location. But there'll be activities all day going on for whenever people are able to stop in.
Is there a cost to the library card?
No, library cards are free. If you are a Hartford resident, all you need is something with, you know, your address on it. Or if you've just moved here or in your transitional situation, we also still encourage you to come in because we can work with you on that. If you live outside of Hartford but come into Hartford, you just need to have a library card from your home library where you live. And you come in and we can just register you and you can start borrowing from the Hartford Library as well.
Oh, that's neat. So as long as you have that library card. In other words, I have a library card from the Torrington Library. That would help me.
Absolutely. You just bring it in. We register you. Connecticut is one
They'll
of...
They'll even let you in.
Yes. We'll even
I got to get a library card.
Oh, what are you waiting for?
I got
for?
A library card, not from Hartford, but I got to get one.
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Got to get one. Yeah.
It's a good card to have.
Yeah.
Very powerful tool.
Yeah. But what does it get you?
It gets you, if you have a library card, you can use our collections. Anybody that walks in, even if you don't have a library card, can, of course, come into the library. You can read on site. You can use any of the things that we have accessible then. And you can even get a daily pass if you want to use the computers. But if you have a library card, you can borrow materials. You can log into our electronic resources remotely, and you can use our e-books. You can download e-books. You can listen to e-content. There's e-magazines, databases that you can use that you need your library card for. And programs are free. You don't have to have a library card to attend your program, but we encourage it because that also lets us know, how many people are coming to programs, and we like to have them, you know, register for that. So your library card is a pretty powerful tool.
Bridget Quinn Carey, Chief Executive Officer of the Hartford Public Library, will wait until after the 7:50 break to talk about the big thing we mentioned earlier. But you mentioned e-books before. I'm a fan of both e-books and the good old-fashioned hard copy. But how does it work if you want to download an ebook from the Hartford Public Library?
It's really quite easy, and it gets easier and easier with technology as improved. So we have service from a couple different providers. The main one is called OverDrive. So if you go to our website, there's a section on there that says e-content, and e-books are listed. You just search the catalog of what's available in the e-books, and depending on what device you have, you can use, you know, different versions of Kindles or other e-books that you have. You just download the content to your device. And there it is.
And you have it for a period of time? Is that how it works?
Yes, you have it accessible for a period of time. But what's nice about e-books, no fines.
You know? Oh, that's great.
It just is automatically, you're done with your time, and you can either check it out again or go to something else.
Is there a particular age group that you see at the library mostly?
We generally see a couple different age groups. There are the young students, you know, the children that come in with mom or dad or a caretaker in the mornings and in the early, early parts of the day. And then we see a lot of kids after school. Those
awesome.
Are our big areas.
Our very special guest, Bridget Quinn Carey. She is the chief executive officer of the Hartford Public Library, live in our studios this morning. Bridget, you know, I love history. When I read, these are the things that I really go for, I would say, number one. Do a lot of people go for the history books?
They do.
They do?
Yeah, they do. History is still one of the more popular areas. Of course, you know, people like fiction and all sorts of different fiction, but history and politics and current events are still really popular areas of our collection, and I think that's, you know, a trend nationally as well.
Which leads us to why we kept the audience hanging. You're doing, meaning the Hartford Public Library, something very special with the Hartford Times. How about explaining that?
We are.
The Hartford Times.
The Hartford Times.
There's an old name.
Yes.
Yeah, the Hartford Times. One of the unique and I think very special resources that the Hartford Public Library has is the Hartford History Center. And that is our collection of historical, items. And that includes, you know, over 100,000 books, as well as images and postcards and digital resources. So it's a really special resource that we have here in Hartford. And we love to show off those collections. And one of the collections that we have is the photo archive from the Hartford Times.
Wow.
Yes, it is a wow. And right now, to celebrate the renewal of the Hartford Times building and the welcoming of UConn downtown, we have an exhibit up on our art walk at the downtown library right now, an exhibit of some of those Hartford Times images. And it's a really special exhibit. We encourage everybody to come down. But I think the most fun piece of this, besides the opening and the welcoming of UConn, which was great, is on September 27th, we are having our closing reception, and we are doing that as a reunion for anybody that was a Hartford Times employee. So if you are a paper boy or paper girl or an editor or a photographer.
Wow, that's fabulous.
We want you to join us.
Wow.
And we'll culminate that event with a picture on the front steps of the Hartford Times building for a new piece to the Hartford Times archive.
Oh, this is terrific. This is going to be again on September 27th.
Yes.
And what time is that?
5:30.
And this is going to be where again?
It's going to be at the downtown library, which is 500 Main Street, right next to City Hall.
Mm-hmm. And that's, by the way, where the exhibit is again,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yes, okay. Up on our third floor, and it's open at all the hours that the library is open. That's generally 9:30 to 8 on Monday through Thursday, and 9:30 to 5 on Fridays and Saturdays.
And that's going to be on display through the 27th?
Yes.
So my promise to you, Mr. Davis, is before the 27th, I'm going to take you down there to the Hartford Library on Main Street. And we're going to look at that Hartford Times exhibit, and you're going to get your Hartford Library card, and I'm going to get my Hartford Library card.
All right.
All right. We're going to get a picture when you're there.
Cool.
On a document.
Thank you, Dan.
Yes, we'll
do that.
Well,
that's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. We'll go
that's
down there
deal. We'll go down after my 9 o'clock show. We'll go down, and we'll do that.
Absolutely.
That'd
now,
be great.
Do you have the Hartford Times on microfilm? Is that available for researchers?
We have the Hartford Times. We have the Hartford Current. We have quite a bit on microfilm. And now, because of our partnership with UConn, too, we've got a brand new reader printer and scanner that you can now take those images, put them in a PDF, and email them to yourself. So,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
So not only can you
That's
look
exciting,
at them.
That's exciting, though. That
it is
exciting,
really exciting.
Really.
There's so much just rich historical documentation in that space. You could lose yourself for you know, days up there looking at, we've got Sanborn maps, you know, which are those old fire maps of how the city used to be and who owned the, you know, each of the houses and the properties. So it's really quite fascinating for local historians, for genealogists, or just people curious. Of course, we want to get more and more students in there, and we're working with UConn and the other academic institutions to not only make them aware, but build those resources and collections into their curriculums.
Well, you know, this is the reason that, that we wanted to do this feature on, you know, on the library, because it's so important.
It is.
But just what you said now, I mean, it's exciting.
It is.
And you never hear this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's why it's so special, because we, of course, you know, have our day-to-day things that help. We help people learn how to read or put together a resume or find a job or learn to speak English or learn to speak Spanish. But we also have the other piece, which is really we are the cradle of the you know, history of our city. And we're really proud to be able to do that and hopefully make it accessible and interesting and exciting for people.
You must get thousands a year.
Oh, yes.
That's wonderful.
Many researchers?
We do get a number of researchers, and some are repeats. They know our collections and they use us regularly, and some come for, you know, unique visits from all over the country and the world to use our resources.
Do you envision the Hartford Public Library as now being the library of the future, or do you have to take steps to reach that point?
I would say the Hartford Public Library is a 21st century library. It has always been a leader in urban libraries and is nationally recognized for that. So I think, you know, that's a real testament to my predecessors and the board for always looking ahead to say, how do we continue to be the organization, the institution that our community needs it to be? But I never think, you know, we never want to rest on our laurels.
Right.
I think we always have to look ahead to see, well, what's the next thing that we need to be prepared for? And that really is keeping a pulse on the community. You know, right now we're focused on literacy. We're focused on making sure that people have the tools they need to be successful. But we always balance that out too with making sure that, again, we you know, protect and make accessible that historical context that binds us all and makes us a community.
Well, I'm glad that we had the library on this morning, Dan.
And we'll be down there to get our library
cards. I can't wait to
get that Hartford Times exhibit.
Yeah, we'll both get our library cards and the Hartford Times. Oh, I can tell you so many stories.
I bet. I bet. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah. Bridget, thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Really, this was unusual, but the thing to do.
Great. Well, I appreciate being here. Thank you.